I'm Coco. I come from an organization called Tara Projects. It's a fair trade organization situated in New Delhi in India. We work for the development of the grassroots artisans from the disadvantaged, economically disadvantaged societies.
Comment ça s'organise concrètement? Can you tell us how it's organized?
So we work with about 500 artisans, and they are all a part of, some of them are migrants from rural villages, and they've come to urban cities and live in slums. So we work with people from those slums. Also, we work against child labor. We believe in giving fair wages to everyone. So we are different from commercial market. So we are from the fair trade, and we work for the empowerment of women. So there are a lot of women who are not given that opportunity which men are given. So we work with them also. We believe in trade and not aid, because donations and charity is not just the only way. If people really want to help people in the third world countries who are living in these conditions, give them work so that they can live with dignity.
So what are you making? Qu'est-ce que vous fabriquez finalement? Que fabriquent ces personnes là-bas?
So we are into the crafts line. We make jewelry. We fashion jewelry, and now we have started sterling silver jewelry, stone items, glass items, wooden products, metal items, and a lot of recycled products, because there is so much waste, and environment is important for all of us. So we try to protect environment by recycling a lot. And there are a lot of more capacity building programs that go on, and a lot of livelihood generation programs that we do. We use all natural products. There is never use of plastic, because it harms the environment. We use wood, we use stone, we use glass, so all natural products. We have made jewelry with waste products of computers, computer keyboards. We make jewelry and accessories, boxes, photo frames with computer keyboards, and a lot more with recycled fabrics. A lot of saris we wear in India, and a lot of waste of fabric. So we use them and convert them into beads to make jewelry and other items. So we use a lot of products which are a waste, and try to convert them into something beautiful and useful.
What about distribution? Because that's the main difficulty for craft people, for people who are making things, how to sell and how to sell enough to make money. Comment vous envisagez le problème de la distribution? Parce que ça peut être le problème pour les artisans de vendre et de vendre assez pour pouvoir se payer.
So we work with organizations like Artisan du Monde and other few organizations who believe in this values, who believe in fair trade, and who want to save the environment, who want to work with the people like these. So we have been partners with Artisan du Monde for past 30 years, and we would love to have a long-term relationship even in future. So we work with all these organizations, and they help us distribute these products, and they help us give a good quantity so that we can give equal work to all the artisans. They have more than 150 shops in France, so they are volunteers and doing so much for the betterment of the society in the third world. So we are very grateful to them, and this is how we work with Artisan du Monde and few other partners.
What would you say are the main difficulties the fair traders have to deal with? Quelles sont, selon vous, les plus grandes difficultés auxquelles doivent faire face le commerce équitable et les commerçants équitables?
Well, globalization is the biggest problem, and commercial market is a very big problem. There are scenes where people come and tell us that fair trade products are expensive, whereas we have to explain them. Awareness is a big problem, I think, because we have to explain them that how fair trade is not expensive. That is the fair price. For example, in the commercial sector or in an unorganized sector, you don't know whether a child is working, you don't know if an adult is working, you don't know if they are getting fair wages or not. So if in fair trade, everything is transparent and accountable. We know that these are the number of people we are working with, and everybody has to get fair wages, the minimum set wages they should get. That is what they deserve. And child labor, there is no compromise on child labor. I'll give you an example. For in an unorganized sector, they would the price and the time of the product would be pre-decided most of the time. The customer would come, whoever the distributor is, and they would say, I want this product, 5,000 pieces in 5 rupees in 2 months, yes or no. So mostly because they're working in unorganized sectors, they say yes and they need money. And if a child works, he will get 1,000 rupees for a month and would work for 15 hours. Whereas if a man would work, an adult would work, he would work for legal hours that are 8 hours and would get 9,000 rupees, the minimum wage. So you see, there is a difference of 8,000 rupees in this whole scene. This 8,000 rupees goes into the pockets. And you can see the difference. That is why these products are cheap and fair trade products seem expensive, but they're not. So this is the biggest problem, that we are not able to make people aware that these are not expensive. This is the fair price. So awareness is the biggest problem. Well, I'm here in Agas because, like I said, that awareness is a big problem. And Artisan du Monde has been really kind and sent us an invitation so that we can come here and share how we are helping these artisans to develop and to uplift. And over here, I think a lot of people needs to know that why they should buy fair trade products and why they should not think of commercial brands that much and why this is right and they should support this. So this is why I'm here today, and I'm trying to do my best to make people understand that fair trade is the future. I'm not here to sell my products. I'm not here to tell people that you should buy this or you should buy that. I'm here to make them conscious, to make them aware, so that they can choose what is right and what is wrong, so that they can open up their minds, they can see the difference and become more conscious consumers.
À Tara Projects, combien il y a, nous dirons, de familles qui sont prises en charge par le groupement de productrices? Combien il y a de familles?
There are a lot of women working with us. We have at least 4 to 5 groups who are led by women, and who the members of that group are about 25 to 30. They are women, so they are led by women. They are run by women, and apart from that, there are artisan groups who are a mixture of men and women. So even their families are involved, their neighbors are involved. So big groups are working in different parts of the country. We are majorly working in the northern region of India, and we have more than 500 artisans. So you can imagine there are a lot of families involved. I really don't know the exact number, but more than 500 artisans. Whatever benefits they get, it's not one person who's getting the benefit, it's the entire family. So they're, if I have to count, it would be more than 6,000, 7,000 people who are positively impacted with the community development programs.
Il y a également des produits commerce équitable dans des grands supermarchés, mais y a-t-il une différence avec ce que vous proposez dans les petites boutiques?
The products of fair trade, even if they are being distributed in the supermarkets or if they are in ADM shops or world shops, the price, the fair wages, they are going to the artisans. So there is no change. There is no compromise on child labor. There is no compromise on fair wages. So that is definitely going to these people. And whereas the supermarkets are concerned, whatever price the distributors are giving to them, they get their price. But the artisans are getting what they get. So there is no difference there.
Il n'y a pas que le commerce équitable que fait Tara Project. Il y a aussi des actions en faveur de la scolarisation des enfants, je crois, de lutte contre l'illettrisme, d'information, de communication, de sensibilisation. Ça aussi, c'est important.
We work with the fair trade approach, and first and foremost, by accepting the person just the way they are. When we accept the people the way they are, we are giving them back their dignity, so solving half of the problems. Then it helps them in empowering them. And self-help groups, there is a concept of self-help which gives them an identity. Non-discrimination, we never discriminate on the basis of their caste, color, creed, sex, or religion. So this way they get their identity. From this, it comes about livelihood generation opportunities, work opportunities are given. These products that are made, they are distributed in different artisans according to their skills and what they are good at. Once they are done, infrastructure helps are given. The workshops that are developed, the workshops that are made, we help them to build the workshops. And apart from that, machinery helps are given. Sometimes electroplating machine, for example, to plate them into silver finish or gold finish or bronze finish, there is a machine. So that machine, electroplating machine, was given in one of the workshops. Silver plating machine was given in another workshop. Professional trainings are done. Skill development trainings are given. We get training sometimes from our partners on legislative and financial. And there are tests done on lead-free, cadmium-free, azo-free, nickel-free. So these informations we get from our partners. So these are the things that we do. Apart from that, we have a program of ethical finance, microcredit, and because it is not possible to provide jobs to everybody. So this is a program where we provide a little credit to the person who needs support, and they can start their own small business, like confectionery stall or a vegetable stall or egg selling, tea stall, with which they can earn some money and run their own life. Once they earn back whatever credit we have given them, they give it back to us and we give back to someone else. So it, you know, it helps in a lot of way. This is one project.
There are a few more.
So healthcare is expensive, and we do not get social security in India, unlike Europe. And so everybody, all the artisans, all the staff members working with Tara have their health insurance. Health camps are organized. Prevention health talks are given. Apart from that, there is a mutual health program where Tara has a dispensary in a slum, and there is a male doctor, a female doctor. With this, the members of the community, they become the members and they become the owners. They are the representatives. So they own this program. And because they own it, they have more confidence in it. So your money can help me one day and my money can help you one day. So this is a program. And the benefits are that we collaborate with hospitals so that in case they have to go to the hospital, they get discounts on hospital bills, on tests, on medicines. Sometimes free medicines are given. So a lot of people, we have more than 2,000 members in this program, and more than 52,000 beneficiaries have benefited with it till now.
We're working in the environment also. I would actually like to tell about that.
Since fair trade, we believe that fair trade is not just about the fair wages and living livelihood generation opportunities. It is also about environmental protection, because climate change is very real. There is, right now, the temperature in Delhi is 48 degrees. It's extremely hot. These temperatures used to be in June, July, but it has shifted. South India is in crisis, water crisis, there is drought, there is famine. So these are the environmental changes that are happening. So we work for the environmental protection as well. We work for water conservation. We are repairing ponds in the villages, because in villages, ponds are the lifeline for people to drink water. They're the traditional source of drinking water. So with the community and with the government officials, together we are repairing the ponds. And a lot of talks go on in the universities with a lot of students. Tree plantation campaigns are carried out, and we make a lot of recycled products, because there is a lot of waste, and we need to utilize them to save the environment. So these are certain projects that we are doing.
Merci, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Good luck with the Terra projects.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.